We have expressed Mary's ardent affection in seeking the Lord and how the Lord revealed himself to her. And so she thought that she had him back before in the relationship that she knew him. So in verse 16, it says, Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And then he tells her, touch me not. In other words, she was willing to cleave to him, to cling to him. Now she had seen him, and she felt it would have been in the manner in which she knew him before. Turn to one verse or two in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16 and 17. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So the Lord would tell her of this new relationship now that will exists. This new order of things in his resurrection. And he says, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. So it is no longer Christ after the flesh as he was here before, but this is the resurrected man. This is the man, Christ Jesus, that has brought us now in that new relationship. He's head of a new race, those who belong to him, by faith.